Welcome to the Health Reflections podcast, a podcast dedicated to exploring the world of anti-cancer living and empowering you to take control of your health. I'm Finola, your host and guide on this transformative journey towards a vibrant and resilient life. Join me for solo episodes and conversations with wonderful guests. I am beyond excited that you're here, so let's dive in.
Welcome to another episode of the Health Reflections podcast. Today we're going to be talking about spring reset. I'm pretty sure that by now you have seen a lot of people, a lot of videos talking about spring reset and how to do one. And today I really want to talk about this topic and conclude with you guys whether this is just a trend or if it is actually something that can help us improve our life. And I think in order to understand what spring reset is and evaluate this the way we want to in today's topic, I think we need to go to the origins of spring reset. Or maybe not so much spring reset, but what spring symbolizes. So the concept of spring resets originated from the natural rhythms and cycles observed in the environment. Since ancient time, people notice the recurrent patterns of life associated with the arrival of this season. As winter's cold gradually loosens and daylight hours lengthens, there was a noticeable awakening in nature. And this is something that today we can notice. Trees began to bud, flowers began to bloom, animals emerged from hibernation. And this arrival of spring just gave a feeling of renewal and rebirth. So early societies, particularly agrarians, depend heavily on these seasonal changes. They recognize the importance of spring arrival in order to be able to plant and initiate agricultural activities. The thawing of frozen soils and the return of warmer temperatures provided an opportunity to till the land and sow seeds, setting the stage for bountiful harvest later in the year. Apart from this, cultural and religious practices also played a significant role in shaping the concept of spring reset. Many ancient civilizations celebrated the vernal equinox with festivals, rituals, ceremonies that honored deities associated with fertility, growth, and renewal. This tradition often involved symbolic acts such as feasting, dancing, decorating eggs, or other objects representing new life. Over time, a scientific understanding evolved. Researchers began to unravel the biological mechanisms underlying the spring reset. Studies in the field like phenology, climatology, ecology shed light into the intricate interactions between the environment and organisms during this transformative season. From the molecular pathways that trigger plant growth to the migratory patterns of birds and animals. Scientists uncovered the complex web of interconnected processes that come with spring. In the modern era, environmental awareness and concerns about climate change started to rise. So the concept of spring and spring reset has taken a new significance. So today, spring symbolizes a lot of different things, and I think the moment when spring comes, it is used quite differently among people. It's going to depend on their values, their religion, just how they see and live their life. So, for me, and for a lot of people out there, with spring comes the opportunity of doing a spring reset. If you have been following me for a while, you know, resets happen a lot during the year. And something that I have learned and I love is to embrace each season, because each season brings something different and symbolizes something different. And I think understanding the season and what it brings can really help us to see how we can improve our life and maybe choose the right habits for that specific season. So the concept of spring reset refers to the practice of refreshing one's life, which is the concept of doing a reset at any time of the year. When we do our yearly life reset before the new year comes, it's refreshing your life. When we do the reset in July, the mid-year life reset, it also means refreshing your life. So, the concept of spring reset is just to put the focus into the transition from winter to spring. And there are some habits that are mainly done during this season rather than another one. For instance, spring cleaning. And this just means cleaning your house from winter. During winter, we tend to have our heaters on a lot of time. We tend to have our windows closed because it's cold. And there's a lot of toxins and dust that can get accumulated in our home. So when spring comes, the temperatures start to rise. And this is why we call it spring cleaning, because you're taking away all of the dust and all of the toxins that has been accumulated during winter in order to have a fresh, clean home. Things that come with the spring reset is to evaluate your diet, to evaluate your exercise routine. Normally during winter, we tend to be way more sedentary just because the short days, the getting dark so early and being so cold doesn't really motivate us to get out there, move our bodies, and just, you know, work out every day. I think a lot of people here can relate with the fact that during winter time, we do not stay consistent because it is hard. So when spring comes, part of the spring reset is to make this choices, like reflect and evaluate on our current diet, fitness routine, and see what things we can change, and incorporating lifestyle habits that align more with the warmer and more active period that comes with spring. I think we managed to understand what is spring reset and why. I don't think this is a trend. It could be a trend, but it's not just a trend. I think it's very clear that throughout the history, spring, and not only spring, every single season brings a meaning. And animals really understand this. And we can see it in their patterns, in their behavioral patterns, when they migrate, when they don't migrate, when they hibernate. Just their behavior speaks a lot about the meanings of every single season. So I think now we can dive in, why do a spring reset? And this is my favorite part, because this is actually why I do it. I love understanding each season and the meaning behind it and the symbol, the way I love, for instance, fall, autumn. I think it's a moment to let go of what no longer serves you, you know? The leaves falling from the trees. It's just an opportunity to evaluate what things from your life you need to let go of and are not longer serving you. And I love this. And with spring, for me, it's opportunity of trying new things. Working on new habits, working on new projects can be very hard. And how we hear more birds singing, how we see flowers, you know, showing up, blossoming, blooming, I just think it really represents the opportunity of new things. But there's more to this. The first reason why you should do a spring reset, and I have more or less mentioned this, is physical health. I just mentioned that during winter, majority of us are a lot more sedentary than during the rest of the year. And with a warmer temperature, there are more fun activities. Of course, this depends on every single person. Like, everyone is different. Everyone likes different things. But if I put myself as an example, I would rather go hiking or walking in pure nature in spring rather than winter. Yes, I have done it in winter and it's amazing, but I do prefer it in spring. What I was saying is with spring, temperature rises, so the opportunity of taking more outdoor activities come. Activities like hiking, gardening, or simply just taking walks. This can improve cardiovascular health, it can boost our immunity, and enhance our overall fitness levels. The second reason why we should do a spring reset is for our mental and emotional well-being. I don't know the type of spring resets that you have seen out there, but the ones that I like and the ones that I do is when we sit down and we do a proper reflection and evaluation of our mental health and our feelings. And not just for spring, but every single reset that I do, I make space so that I can take care of myself mentally and emotionally. So as I mentioned before, spring brings a sense of renewal and optimism. Spring reset brings the opportunity to shed the winter blues and embrace a more positive outlook. The opportunity to cultivate mindfulness. And with this, not only sitting down to reflect about your mental health, to do some journaling, understanding your feelings, but when you take the first advice that I told you, one of the reasons of why you should do spring reset to move more, this and the sunlight can elevate mood, reduce stress levels, reduce anxiety levels, and enhance mental clarity and focus. Of course, I'm not saying that with the arrival of spring, every day is super warm and every day is full of sunshine, because I live in Brussels and the weather here doesn't go according to, you know, when spring arrives, here it was raining, cloudy, windy. I did not feel the arrival of spring. But today, for instance, we had a beautiful sun and it was a little bit warmer. I could feel it. The next reason of why you should do a spring reset is cleaning and organization. Just think about this. When was the last time that you deep cleaned your home? And I don't mean just cleaning, but like declutter. Getting rid of things that you don't use and are just taking space of your home. It's an opportunity of bringing organization and harmony to your home, just decorating the way that you want. It's an opportunity of getting plants, flowers, just put your home into an environment that speaks spring. When we clean and when we declutter our home, this can have psychological benefits, promoting a sense of calmness and control in our lives. The next reason is because with spring, a perfect opportunity to reconnect with nature comes, and this is probably my favorite. Whether it is by gardening, whether it is going to a park and watching the birds, or going to a park and watching ducks in a pond, or simply by enjoying the beauty of the trees, the leaves moving, new flowers and the new colors that come with spring. This can foster a sense of inspiration, wonder, and appreciation for the environment. Another reason, and I think this one is pretty obvious, and I may have already said it somehow, but another reason to do a spring reset is because, as I just mentioned several times, I think already, just as nature undergoes a period of renewal in spring, a spring reset allows us to reflect on our personal growth and set new intentions for the season. It's an opportunity to let go of old habits or negative patterns and embrace new opportunities of learning, creativity, and self-improvement. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be letting go of old habits. It can just be changing the way that you're working on a habit that you really want. Maybe the way that you're working on it is not really working, and you just need to take a new perspective and create a new path for that habit, goal, project, whatever it is. Another thing is, with spring comes the opportunity of educating ourselves in environmental sustainability. So I don't know your case, but in my case, I don't know a lot about this. I'm in a journey of learning as much as I can, as, you know, as much as possible, let's say, because I'm handling way too many things. My PhD takes a huge amount of time, and it's a lot of time dedicated to reading and researching on that specific topic. So I wish I would have more time so that I could research about these other topics that interest me a lot. Not only for me, but to help the planet. So whenever spring comes, I take an opportunity to evaluate what practices I am doing that could be improved or changed in order to be more sustainable. This can be habits like reducing energy consumption, conserving water, recycling, and supporting local agriculture and biodiversity conservation efforts. And I know this may sound like very basic, like maybe you have listened to this thousands of times, but I think sometimes just sitting and evaluating what things we do in our home, on our daily lives, can really tell you if what you're doing is really sustainable or not, and maybe something small that you can do in order to improve and help. Okay, I think I managed to cover everything that I wanted to talk about spring reset. I really don't want to share in this episode what things to do in spring reset, because this is part of my YouTube video. Every single year I do a YouTube video about spring reset, and it's more a vlog kind of video, and I take you with me as I do the important practices. You know, like I mentioned a little bit, reflection, evaluation. I do also check on my health. That is something that is very important to me. And yeah, I just refreshing my life. And today I really wanted to focus on another point, which is, what is spring reset? Where is it coming from? And why should we do one? So yeah, I really hope that you like this content. As always, feedback is more than welcome. I'm really trying to see the topics that I can upload on Wednesdays, as the YouTube videos normally come on Sundays, even though this podcast I am sharing both audio and on the YouTube. So yeah, I really don't want everything to get very repetitive, but kind of like in the same topic of that week, if this makes sense. So yeah, feedback is more than welcome, and I would really appreciate it if you share this episode with anyone you think might need it or maybe is interested in this. So yeah, I hope that you liked it. Maybe this gets you interesting to follow up in the YouTube video about the spring reset. I'm gonna say goodbye now, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.
That's it for today's episode of the Health Reflections podcast. If you would like to have more information, you can check out the show notes or go to the podcast section at finolameister.com. I hope this episode was valuable to you and inspired and empowered you into taking action. A reminder that we have a lovely community space called Healthy Life Dreamers, where we share experiences and support each other on this journey. I would love it if you would help me spread the word by leaving a review or sharing the podcast with anyone you think might need it. Thank you so much for being here today. See you in the next one.